Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
I was listening to Jade and Mo on Q a couple of days ago, and the question that you asked was more challenging than I thought it was going to be to answer.
Exactly that for me, too. I thought it was silly. Like, when I first read it, I'm like, oh, this is a really stupid question. Until
I love stupid questions.
No, this is a good one,
those
too.
Those are my jam.
When I tried to answer it, I was like, okay, this is not stupid at all. This is actually really difficult. So the question is, if you had to choose, would you rather marry and be with for the rest of your life the person you lost your virginity to, or stay in the first job you ever had for the rest of your life?
I feel like this is easy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, if those are my only two options, then I'm going to marry the person I lost my virginity to.
What was your first job?
I worked at a ballpark, and I would get there early. I would dirty up all the baseballs for the pitchers, and then I got all the equipment out for the players, and I did the book. Like, I would sit there.
The scorebook?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's not a bad first job.
Uh-uh.
I think, okay, I can see why it would be easier for you. For me, my first job was going door to door in the winter and, like, ringing people's doorbells at dinner time to ask them if they wanted to sign up for a newspaper.
Uh-huh.
And I had shotguns pulled on me. I've had to run from homes back into the van. And even with that, I still think I might choose that over being with the woman I lost my virginity to.
Really?
Yeah, it's a tough one for me.
I kind of feel the same way because it's more predictable. Like, you know what you're getting into. People change, I mean, over the course of like 70 years. Like, you don't know what they're going to be like at 75, but you know what that job's going to be like.
It's true.
You know something might get pulled on you, and you can just prepare for that.
So you would choose the job too?
Yeah, but I also am lucky. I had a really great first job, so I thought I might actually die in that job.
Okay. And that job was?
The one I just came from.
Oh, that was your very first job.
That was your first job?
It was like my first real job. Like, I had internships, but I don't really think that counts. So my first internship, I worked for a magazine, and even that I would still probably do for $20 for 8 hours.
So, like, in college, like, you were like a server, or didn't have any like kind of like side gigs or anything like that?
No,
or?
I actually, this is so weird. I tried to get a job in college, and my dad was like, no. And I was like, okay. He's like, I want you to focus on school. So I was lucky enough to be in a position where that made sense.
Gotcha.
But I did try to work at a Lilly Pulitzer boutique in college.
Yeah.
And I just don't think I was cute enough for the job.
Did they tell you that, Matt?
I think so. I kind of was picking up a vibe. They're like, you're not cute enough to work here. Thanks.
Debbie Pierce was really super, super sweet. What a really, really, really nice girl, actually. And the first job I had was attack training Doberman Pinschers.
Yes.
So I'm going to go ahead with Debbie Pierce.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm gonna roll with Debbie on this one.
I'm going with Jimmy Durham on this one.
Okay.
Cass, you want in?
Yeah, I feel like unless you have an awful job, like, you know, having guns pulled on you or being attacked by Doberman Pinschers, it's easy. You would go with keeping your first job because then you can still find the love of your life later on, but that doesn't mean you can't do other things with that job. So I was a veterinary secretary for a veterinary clinic. That was my first job ever. I started at like 14, and it was great, but you could do businesses on the side. So I'd keep that so I can end up marrying
you. Can't do
Chad.
Businesses
you
on
cannot,
the side.
No.
Why?
No.
It's only
no,
changing
no,
the rules.
No, this is very clear cut.
It's
question.
So clear cut. Either you marry the person you lost your virginity to, or whatever job you had, your first job, that's what you get to do for the rest of your life.
But you can do stuff in addition to that.
No.
Fine. You know what? What's your dog in for today? I'm keeping the job.
All right, Mo, tell them about Jade and Mo, because Mo works double time on this radio station.
Yes, sir. It's on Q99.7 from Monday to Friday from 3 to 7 p.m.
Right, we are counting down the days to Taylor Swift in Atlanta. Abby's been so stoked.
I'm so pumped. Taylor Swift is coming here next, I think, Thursday or Friday. She's going to be here for two nights at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We still haven't figured out how we're going to honor her. But
yeah, that's and here
that's,
is
that there in
there's the problem.
How do we honor Taylor Swift?
So, again, I said this last week that a lot of you guys want to honor this artist that is gracing you coming to your city, and it's happening all over the country, right? I think there's a radio station in Houston I just heard is changing to KRBE. It's a KRBE down there, and it's Tay, right? So a lot of you guys have been asking, what are we going to do in Atlanta to make sure that Taylor feels honored to be here? All right.
Buy a ticket.
Yeah, that's a start. Right?
That's the honor.
That's a great way. Maybe some merch. Yeah. She'd really appreciate that. Good afternoon, Bird Show. First, I want to say I'm a P1 listener.
Thanks.
If you're a P1, that's the most hardcore loyal listener that we have. I've been listening to your show since 2009 when I moved to Atlanta, since moving from Raleigh. I listened to the podcast. I was listening to the podcast today and wanted to respond to Abby, who's great so far and beautiful.
Thank you, I know.
And all the Taylor Swift fans saying that the city must do something to honor her. Okay, here comes capital letters. What? Are you kidding me? How about she honors the city for hosting her concert and her fans for spending a ridiculous amount on tickets and merch?
Talk about it.
I know I'll get a ton of S-word for saying this, but come on. She, oh no.
Oh,
I don't even want to say this.
Say it.
He did not.
Oh, come on. She's overrated. I didn't She's talented, don't get me wrong. She's no Michael Jackson or Prince or even the Beatles.
Nobody says she is.
You're right, she's better.
Oh, wow. All right. That's, okay. I don't know about that. That's it. This went on too long.
Gas leak.
Let's go to commercials.
Did you say there was a gas leak?
Yeah.
Her music has not changed the music industry, like the few I mentioned, or defined a generation.
I disagree with that. I feel like she has changed the music industry quite a bit, especially with the way she's going about like re-recording all of her music and standing up for songwriters' rights. And I think Gen Z would say that she is, and even millennials would say she's defined a generation.
And I absolutely could see a Taylor Swift sticking around for another 30, 40 years and just crushing it, right? All right, back to the email. She makes all the same music about past relationships and all this other stuff. Blah, blah, blah. Says that in the email, okay? Speaking of all her past boyfriends and all her breakups, does anyone think maybe she's the problem?
She said, if you listen to her song, she said it. It's me.
It says it's me, right?
Literally.
I'm the problem, it's me.
It always seems that her fans and everyone blames the guy for the relationship ending. Maybe she's the issue and a pain to be with. Just saying, food for thought. I believe Atlanta owes her nothing. And she should support each city she performs in and donate to that city a portion of her ticket sales and merch sales. No. Help the homeless or select a nonprofit that the city and give her a helping hand. It's just my opinion. Maybe if fans expected more from their heroes, the world could change for the better. Have a great day, Jason Daly.
Oh, okay, Abby. Go ahead.
Listen, I don't even know. I'm shaking with anger right now. How dare you say she's overrated, not the O word. Listen, she's actually done a lot for the cities that she's performed in. I think she actually just donated to a huge cause in Tampa. I can't remember specifically what it was, but she is giving back. And she's not coming to every city. She skipped over Miami. Miami didn't get Taylor Swift. So I do think Atlanta should be very thankful that she's coming here.
Look, here's the thing that Taylor Swift provides, right? And I think in my house, it's a really good example. I am sending my fiance and her daughter to the Taylor Swift show in like they're going to have like this great girl / woman's night out, right? In a limo. This memory they will have forever. And Taylor Swift is providing that for thousands and thousands of thousands of people in each city, which I think is great. I think the honoring her when she comes to the city is a little overboard.
That's a little wild.
That's an opinion you can have. It's a wrong opinion, but you can have it.
The Bird Show.